I thought we were pretty bad. You know, we're taking too many shortcuts. Guys are looking for their own, not putting into the team, and we're pretty average when we do that. And proved first quarter was, I don't know where that came from. We've been playing a good brand of basketball, and it set the tone for the afternoon. Melbourne got their tails up, and, you know, they got a couple of guys to get their tails up, and game over.
And when they've ended up having five guys in double figures, it looks like it's especially you.
Man, I could have gone out there and scored double figures against us. It was terrible. We held, you know, we had great defense last game against Adelaide, holding the 28, and come out and they got 31 the first quarter. And it wasn't like hard shots. You can make them, Roy. Layups, mate. Layups and dunks. Christ almighty.
But somehow you got back into the game in that third period. What changed?
Well, look, our intent and our willingness to fight, that's non-negotiable. That's what we do. And that's what got us in the line. Oh, got the scores tied up. I don't know if we hit the front, did we? Maybe the third, I'm not sure. But, you know, that willingness to play hard, but we weren't playing collectively. And that really let us down. And, you know, when it got to that two-point spread, we needed a good, solid defensive hit. And I think we gave intentional foul up in the three, and, you know, they got the buffer back out to seven, which was hard to pick back, especially when our shooters weren't doing too well.
The shooting with DeAndre and Jermaine tonight, what went wrong?
I think it was very bad shot selection. Yep.
Damo, from a player's perspective, where do you think it was going wrong tonight? Oh,
it's pretty frustrating being out there or watching from the sidelines. Just with mainly shot selection, and, you know, full credit to Melbourne, they got up and played a bit of pressure defence, but then we stopped cutting hard, screening hard, moving the ball, and playing team basketball. You can't just rely on, you know, Jermaine Beal to go 20 odd points each week for us to win. Tonight, obviously, he had a quiet night, but we need other guys stepping up. I thought Sean and Matty did, but then we start going away from Matty in particular, and he was our shining light in the first half. So I thought it was one of our dumber performances, unfortunately. But full credit to Melbourne, they were great. And when it came crunch time and winning time, you know, they made some big plays, in particular running some good offensive sets for kicker to shoot threes.
Bit of a concern that the guys doing things like this, because it's pretty unlike you guys to have those sort of game models.
Yeah, it was. It was, you know, really frustrating. But in saying that, it's better to get it over with now than later in the season. You know, again, Melbourne's a fantastic team, but just judging our performance, it's pretty upsetting that, you know, we shot so many contested looks. We'll go back, watch video, and I don't think we took a great shot selection for long periods of time. We managed to get back in the game, and even then, there was, you know, a lot of offensive putbacks and things like that. So we've got to move the ball quicker and then not just force it up just because it's late shot clock.
Trevor, how do you go about speaking to, you know, DeAndre in particular about his shot selection?
Yeah, well, he's not the only one. It's, you know, it's just getting the right balance. You know, and I thought we moved down that track a fair bit lately, but obviously it's two steps forward, one step back with that. So, you know, he's still young. He's a kid out of college. He came out early, so he's, you know, that's where you find out true character. When you get a bad performance, do you stay down or you stand up and help your team? And we'll find out next Friday night.
Trevor,